Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm Jill Dunn, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here with Carlene Higgins as always. Hey, Carlene.
Hi, Jill. You surviving the deep freeze over there?
Oh, yeah, I am. I've been totally hermiting. However, I am closing my rings every day.
Good on you.
You know, that was my goal for January. I was like, I need some goal. So I was like, I just got to close all these damn rings every day. So I'm doing that. You know, it's a good streak that I have going. I'm not doing anything wild. I'm just going for walks and trying to bundle up. But, you know, just trying to keep my sanity going, you know, and
yeah.
What about you?
You know, I'm jealous because since everything got snowed over, I haven't been running. Mm-hmm. So I've completely fallen off the rails. Like this whole thing about January 1st, like, let's go. I'm going to be, you know, number one in the fitness department. It is just not happening. It's fallen down. So I've finally come to the realization I have to switch gears, start doing boot camp in my basement. It hasn't started yet. I am not doing dry January. I'm failing on every level. So anyone out there who's listening, you know, and their resolutions aren't going so well, it's okay. Any day can be a restart day. How about a Monday?
Yeah.
Right? Let's do it.
You got to cut yourself some slack. You have your two kids at home.
Truth.
Homeschooling. Your husband's home working. You're just trying to carve out a minute in the day where you can work and take your dog for a walk and the whole thing. So I get it.
Yeah. Exactly. It's absolutely true.
And really saves me from my other winter pastime, which has been filling my online carts with things that I don't need.
Like what?
Well, you would think that since I'm still like getting settled in sort of to this new apartment that I'd be buying things like weighted blankets and, you know, art for my walls, which I've done to a degree. But here I am on the freaking Sephora website and like filling my cart with stuff. I'm like, what am I even doing?
But what are you doing?
It's just fun sometimes to add to cart, even if I leave the cart hanging out there.
Yes. Well, I certainly hope you have some barrier creams in there, which, you know, by the way, is our actual topic of today's episode. We're going to be talking about some of our favorites a little bit later and also making the distinction between barrier creams and barrier repair creams, because I feel like they're two different things and people don't talk about this.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to hear more about that. But I just want to say a word of warning because I have been going out there to walk my dog Jarvis every day. And the other day it was minus 19 here. That's Celsius. In Fahrenheit, that's minus 2. That is freaking freezing, you guys.
Yeah.
And I didn't wear any kind of a bomb or like barrier repair anything. And when I got home, my face was so red and like it looked like a rash almost, but I had a ring around my glasses. So it was just where like the wind, you know, that contact with the coldness, yeah. It was like all on my neck. And I was like, oh my God, girl, what are you doing? Barrier cream.
Yeah, barrier cream. This is the time of year, yeah. Like I saw a New Yorker cartoon that was like, this is the time of year I ban all Instagram pics from California. And I felt that deep in my soul. If I see a palm tree, if I see anyone relaxing on a beach right now, it's just like you're muted for the time being. But anyway.
That's fair. That's fair. It is the time to be cocooning inside. And one thing I will say about this January is the television gods have blessed us with some really hashtag damn good TV.
Yes.
Am I right? It's so good right now.
It is. And I think we, you know, I'm such a Bravo-holic and like love all the reality stuff, but often we don't like find the same, we're not on the same Netflix algorithm, right. Everyone, like at all. Like I'm getting served Cheer and Emily in Paris, and Carlene's getting served like these, I don't know, highbrow things like that you watch with your husband or something.
The British crime series and all that kind of thing. But it is funny because I messaged you the other day. I finally started watching Yellow Jackets.
Yes.
And you were like, yes, girl.
Yes. It's obsessed. So good. It's so good. I just finished it. We won't give any spoilers here because I don't think you've finished it yet. Have you?
No, I haven't.
But
I got sidetracked.
I can't stop watching it. It's so messed up. Like, it's like someone thought, I saw somebody review it and I was like, that is hilarious. And they said, it's like somebody thought, watched Dexter and watched Hannibal and thought, let's make something more f***ed up than those two things. And it literally is, but it's so messed up. But yeah, I can't stop watching. And it's the cast. It's Juliette Lewis and Christina Ricci and Melanie Lynskey. Like, they're all amazing. And I'm in. Season 2 can't start soon enough.
It's funny because I was trying to describe it to someone the other day. And I said I thought it was Sex Education meets Lost.
Okay. But way darker.
But way darker. Sex Education meets Lost. Wait, I had another cross. Oh, meets Pulp Fiction.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, because it's got a lot of that just like pulp kind of quality to it.
Yeah.
But what I love especially is when it takes place. Like it's night. It sort of, it flashes back from now and the past. And it was 1996. Mm-hmm. And there's like high school. And so I was just starting university at that time. But it's all my... You know, it's the music soundtrack and like the clothing they're wearing. And like they did, you know, there was like a little beauty cameo of the Clinique Black Honey that, you know, one of the main characters was putting on in the car. And like, you know, I just love it. I was like, oh my God. And even the way they shot it, you feel like it's a true 90s show.
Yeah, I agree.
It's amazing. It's so good.
It's really good. And I think, you know, it's definitely, like we said, dark, but it's so compelling and the performances are great. And I'm all in and can't wait for season 2. And then, you know, you and I were talking about that podcast that we both got into, which was also very dark, Sweet Bobby, which I binged, I think, in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. That was really good, too.
Our podcast listening family often is looking for good stuff to listen to. So that one is kind of like catfishing gone wrong times.
Yeah.
A million, like it's got to be a movie, right? At some point.
I know. Yeah, it was really good. I ate that up real quick. And then quickly, that was followed up by Hollywood Con Queen.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was called that you had recommended. They're both like big con
scams,
narratives, true life stories. And, you know, I love to listen to a podcast while I'm cooking. So I love those, and thank you for the recos, Jill. And another show I will recommend if you're into The Creep, Archive 81.
Okay.
That's why I got sidetracked from Yellow Jackets. That is like The Shining. That reminds me of The Shining. It's so friggin' creepy, and I can't stop watching it. It's more of a mystery where you're like, what is going on? It's The Shining meets Stranger Things, is what it is.
Okay.
And I cannot stop watching because I have to find out what happens.
Oh, how many episodes?
And then I'm going to come back to Yellow Jackets. It's like 8 or 10. I don't know, something like that. But it's
that's like
it is like, you know, the hair when the hair stands up on your arm. That's Archive 81.
Okay. Well, we've got some premium content that we've just served up for everybody.
Yes.
You know, I feel like a lot of our listeners are probably, you know, just like us, stuck at home watching stuff. So if there's other stuff you guys think we would like, let us know in the DMs. So shall we get into our topic, our damn goods topic of the hour?
Absolutely. Time's a ticking. So today we're going to be talking all about our favorite barrier creams that we are going to use forever, for the rest of our lives, guys. I know that's an extreme statement, but I mean, come on, it's a must. So some of the classics, we're also going to be sticking in a couple of noobs that you want to have on your radar. And we'll be making that distinction. I really want to talk to you guys about barrier creams versus barrier repair creams. All of that just ahead.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by The Inky List. Bonnie and Clyde, Laverne and Shirley, Sonny and Cher. Just a few examples of iconic twosomes that are better together. Now I want to introduce you to another dynamic duo that will help get your skin through the dry winter months. The Inky List's brand new products will help keep your skin hydrated for longer. The Hyaluronic Acid Cleanser and the Omega Water Cream. So first up is the new Hyaluronic Acid Cleanser. I appreciate that it promises to clean skin thoroughly enough to take off makeup, but it doesn't leave skin feeling tight or dry. Basically, it strengthens, not strips, the skin's moisture barrier and leaves the skin hydrated until your next cleanse. And next up, you'll want to check out the Omega Water Cream. It's a lightweight yet hydrating moisturizer that's boosted with some of my personal favorite hydrating ingredients like glycerin and niacinamide. And those work together to optimize long-lasting hydration, help control oil levels, and even skin tone. Oh, and did I mention that each of them costs less than $10? So if you want hydrated, healthy, glowy skin, head over to theinkylist.com and get yourself the two new super hydrating products, the Hyaluronic Acid Cleanser and Omega Water Cream. We'll link to those products in our show notes and on our website. The Inky List, knowledge, your most powerful ingredient. Now back to the show.
And action. Hey everyone, I'm Sarah Gretzky.
And I'm Natalie Buck.
And together, we are the Net Chicks. We're here to talk anything and everything on screen, including what your favorite celebs are up to.
And if you want to know what shows we are absolutely loving and hating, well, thank God, because we will be unpacking for you every single Thursday. So grab your Netflix and some popcorn because the chicks are coming. And scene.
So first of all, I just want to say that, you know, 2021 was the year of the barrier cream. It was every single brand was coming out with, you know, barrier this, barrier that. I think we're going to see a lot of the same in 2022 and also even branching into like body, barrier creams for body. And the reason for that is really because what we've discovered is that when your barrier, your skin barrier is damaged, nothing functions properly. And so every single other thing like acne and wrinkles, like everything is affected by the skin barrier, which of course is that layer of skin that's locking in your moisture and keeping irritants out. Mm-hmm. So I think first of all, you just don't want to damage your skin barrier to begin with. So that can be due to like exfoliating or not cleansing your skin with the proper product, or just the elements. So freezing cold, like I said, minus 19 or minus 2 Fahrenheit weather, that can damage the skin barrier. So when you and I typically talk about skin barrier creams, I know what you mean, you would know what I mean, but mm-hmm. I just want to let our listeners know, right, we're really talking about a thick balm, like a physical barrier that's sitting on your face that's going to block out the wind or the cold from penetrating and damaging that skin barrier. So what you really need is this thick occlusive. Yep. And it could even be straight Vaseline that we're talking about. So it really doesn't need to have any ingredients like we're going to get into later when we talk about barrier repair and what those key ingredients are. You can really just use Vaseline.
And I was just going to say, you know, we're not estheticians here. We're not derms, but you know, we have interviewed a lot of people on this topic. And I think, you know, a barrier cream to me, it's not even moisturizing. It's actually sitting on top of your skin. That is what it is designed to do. It's not going in at all. So Vaseline, you know, Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream, Aquaphor.
So quite often, you know, these barrier creams, they do have occlusives in it that don't wash off easily with water. So that's why we're talking about petroleum jelly. It can be silicone or dimethicone or zinc oxide, depending on your skin type and what you prefer. And then barrier repair creams, those are really designed to be repairing a damaged skin barrier. So that's something that you might use at night even
for sure,
to repair that barrier. And it's going to have key ingredients in it, like ceramides is a classic. Mm-hmm. You know, we've always used that metaphor. It's like the mud that holds the bricks of your skin together, and it prevents anything from getting in, like irritants and that kind of thing. And B3 is another common ingredient that helps, you know, produce more lipids in the skin. So they kind of are two different things. So as we talk about our favorites, I just wanted to distinguish that.
Yeah.
And one of them's more protective and the other one's more repairing. So hopefully that helps anyone out there. Because I feel like what we've seen on the market is just a lot of barrier creams. And, you know, that distinction isn't always so clear. Mm-hmm. And even when we talked to Joanna Check in our episode back in December, and we were talking about how to winterproof your skin, she said the number one thing is a skin balm.
Yeah.
And that's what she's talking about. That's why is just like protecting the skin.
Remember when she talked about microfrost? I was like, whoa, like I can't even.
I know.
That was so interesting to me, and really hadn't had anyone articulate that before. So if that was back in December, if you guys want to go back and check it out. By the way, Carlene, have I ever showed you my most prized possession or one of my most prized possessions regarding slugging?
No. Show me.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, it's a baby Vaseline covered in Swarovski crystals. Oh, the PR gifts that we receive.
Do you know how old
this is?
It's for
Barbie. At least it doesn't go bad.
Well, exactly. I was like, I'm never getting rid of this. And I'll post this on our Instagram because I do think that they only made a few of these in the world. I kind of want a giant one that's covered in Swarovski crystals, but it's actually functional. And yeah, there's still Vaseline in there, everyone. I've never actually used it, but I keep it on my top shelf because I just think it's the best thing ever. Anyway.
It is absolutely adorable. I want to do a shout out to one of the most iconic beauty products ever. This is the Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream Skin Protectant. It's $24 US and $29 in Canada. And this product harkens back to like 1930. That's how old it is. And the name really says it all. It's 8-Hour Cream. So, you know, just like we were talking about with a good barrier cream, is this is not going to wash off. Like this does not wash off easily. It's a common treatment for like people usually use it on their cuticles, on their lips, on their elbows, not all over the face. It really is, the very first ingredient is petrolatum. Interestingly, the second ingredient is salicylic acid gel. So I thought that was kind of funny. And then there's vitamin E, lanolin, and a bunch of other stuff in it. But
definitely not vegan.
Yeah. It's got this distinctive amber color to it, and it smells like straight medicine.
I love it.
I mean, I love it. There is something about it that's very comforting.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember like interviewing Pat McGrath backstage at Fashion Week. She would always have the 8-Hour Cream. Like she used this on the cheekbones to get a little bit of that glass skin before glass skin was a thing.
And Victoria Beckham said she loves that one too.
Oh yeah. So many people do. So like I said, it's more something that people use as like a spot kind of treatment. Mm-hmm. But I did use it all over my face the other day so that none of our listeners have to. I just wanted to see what would happen. And it was hilarious, let me tell you. After that incident, the dog walking incident, I was like, oh no, I need something. So I put this all over my face. I actually went out with it. When I looked in the mirror, I laughed my head off at myself.
Did
my
you take
face
a picture?
Looked, oh my God. Oh, I don't think I did. Shit. I'm so dumb. My face looked soaking wet. It looked like special effects. Like I had just come out of the water. I was like, oh, they must use this on movie sets when there's like a pool scene or something and you need to look wet for a long time. I actually had to go out and I was like, thank God I'm wearing this face mask because I look ridiculous. I look ridiculous. But let me tell you, the next morning when I woke up, my face looked good.
Did you leave it on all day, all night?
Did you take it off? I left it on all day and all night. And it was like, by the next morning, it was pretty much absorbed. And my skin looked damn good.
Yeah.
And I really think it was that slugging. But it's all about keeping the moisture in, right? Keeping your water that's already in your skin.
Epidermal water loss prevention.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can also, the other thing about slugging though, is if you're using serums and hydrating toners and stuff, and then you put this on top, mm-hmm. it's sealing all of that in as well. So that's why people love slugging so much. I thought it was interesting because the salicylic acid, maybe that was that. So, you know, you could try it. You could try it during the day, but yeah.
I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon, but I do love that product for multiple and like a tube lasts forever, I feel.
Yeah. So that's a forever favorite. Mm-hmm. And then I do need to call out. So if, you know, your choice, all about your choice around here, mm-hmm. if you are trying to avoid petrolatum, mm-hmm. an all natural sort of option that I think works really well for that physical barrier on the skin is, of course, the Weleda Skin Food, another complete classic. And that one is $19 US, $23 in Canada. I still miss the tin tube that they mm-hmm. used to have. Mm-hmm. Another classic. This one's been around since like 1926.
1921. Remember, it just turned 100 last year.
Oh, yes. Yes. So this one has all natural ingredients in it that still gives you that kind of the feeling that there's like a Vaseline on your face. But it's like, oh, what are the oils in it? It's got calendula and chamomile and this thick base of glycerin, lanolin, beeswax, zinc sulfate. So this one I find very calming for the skin. And also it smells like the spa. So I just always like, I love this one so much. And I do find you can feel that it's still sitting on your face at the end of the day, which is the whole idea. With a barrier cream, of course.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's like a backstage secret for sure.
Hey, Breaking Beauty fam. I want to pause for a moment to shout out one of today's damn good show partners, HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit, and they've been helping me make some hashtag damn good meals lately. I'm especially appreciating the Carb Smart meals. Come through tahini drizzled chicken with broccoli spinach salad. Yum. I personally love just how convenient and how much time I save with these ready-to-go home-cooked meals. The recipes are easy to follow. They're quick to make. There's steps and pictures that guide me along the way. I love listening to a podcast while I'm cooking. I find the whole experience quite relaxing, actually. And I love that delivery is right to my doorstep. Completely contact-free. I don't have to spend an hour planning my meals for the week and getting that detailed grocery list ready. It's way less stressful and dinner's ready in less than 30 minutes. So, and honestly, how many of you have noticed that the price of groceries has shot up lately? HelloFresh is 30% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store, and that means more budget for beauty shopping. Am I right? Start the cart. So go to HelloFresh.com/beauty16 and use code beauty16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/beauty16 and use code beauty16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Now back to our show. I want to talk about a product that I originally really didn't like when I first tried it. And this is the You Beauty Multimodal Corrector SPF 30. Now, what I'm holding here is actually a lab sample. I have the real McCoy coming to me any minute now. This launched back in September of last year. But I think what's so unique about it is an SPF 30 and it's in a jar. It's not in like a tube. So this one is $168 US, $218 in Canada. So It is not cheap, you guys. Now, what I didn't like about this product when I first tried it is that it basically is a balm, like an SPF balm, which to my knowledge, in my 20 years of doing this, I have never seen a balm SPF in my life. And it truly is that texture. Like when you put it on, it's very thick. Like probably you're going to want to use one of those little metal spoons. And it goes on like a paste. Like mm-hmm. it looks like something I'm going to put on a baby's bottom. And that is one thing I'll say is like it does eventually melt in and rub in. I'm not sure for all skin tones though. I am quite pale. But for me, it does kind of warm up and then it melts in and it becomes clear. But it feels like I said to you, Jill, I was like, you're going to hate this because it feels greasy. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't expecting that, because when you read through like the one sheet and the way that it's marketed, what they say is it's the first of its kind formula that's going to give you multi-level correction to brighten and illuminate skin by reducing the appearance of hyperpigmentation, sunspots, and discoloration. So that's how they market it. Now, I wasn't expecting it to be like this thick bomb, but as I was going out the other day and using these kind of like Vaseline-y type of products, the one thing that just occurred to me, I was like, what do I do with my SPF? Mm-hmm. Like, does my SPF go under a balm or on mm-hmm. top of a balm? How's that going to work? And it's quite shiny. So it's attracting the sun and attracting the light. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh my God, I'm probably, you know, going to give myself a bit of a sunburn wearing something yeah. like this out as well. So then I thought back to this U Beauty product and I was like, oh, okay. This is a balm that's going to physically protect my skin, and it's giving me SPF 30. It has zinc oxide. That's probably what gives it that initial white mm-hmm. cast. Mm-hmm. And then it has jojoba oil, sweet almond oil, shea butter, and beeswax as well. So that's what's mm-hmm. giving you that balm texture. So if you can handle it, the fact that it does have that look and feel to it, the reason I'm recommending it, even though it is so expensive, is because I do think that if you're like on a ski hill,
yeah.
and you're trying to get protection from the wind and the sun, this is the first two-in-one product I've ever met that would accomplish both things in one.
Right.
So I think right. that kind of makes it worth it.
And better than just putting straight zinc on your face, which would be a barrier, but this is more elegant.
So I think that one's very unique. And I just want to do a quick heads up that U Beauty is about to drop a barrier repair cream next week on February 8th.
Okay.
It's called the Barrier Bioactive Treatment. It's going to be equally as high priced, you guys. I won't say too much about it, but I have tried it. It's got a lovely texture. And I, you know, again, it's just on trend, right? It's all about barrier right now.
It's good to know about that one that has the proper SPF in it, because I was actually watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City the other day. Of course, I watch all of the Real Housewives franchises, but I noticed that the women in Salt Lake have way more sun damage than the women who are in the OC. And that, of course, is because all they do is ski. They go to Park City, they go wherever. Skiing, and they all have like amazing outfits to ski in, but they probably don't wear as much SPF or as much as they should be. And maybe they do
yeah.
tend to go for a barrier balm. So this is kind of like that, the mix of the two. If you can splurge, if you're going on a ski holiday, maybe this is the product to do it.
Yeah, totally. We've talked about the skincare balms that don't easily wash off. They're going to stay on all day. Now, what happens if your skin barrier is damaged? You're starting to get that stinging. You know that, you know, you've done it dirty. Let's talk about skin barrier repair. What are some of your favorites, Jill?
Okay, so I'm going to talk about one of my ride or die skin barrier repair creams. And this one, I feel like is pretty iconic. It's the SkinCeuticals Anti-Aging Triple Lipid Restore. I hope you can see it there.
Yeah.
It's in a jar. And this one is not cheap. I'm sorry, everyone. It's $130 US and $157 mm-hmm. in Canada. So it's a splurge. So for yep. me personally, I am an oily skin person, normal to oily for sure in the winter. This is something I can only use in the winter, and I only use it at night. And it didn't break me out personally. It definitely is a very thick creamer. It's like a rich cream. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Something that I would never really use in the summertime, but it didn't break me out. And I just noticed right away, even after one use, like your skin is so much softer in the morning. It's mm-hmm. pretty crazy. So this, yeah. what makes this really different and unique is that it's the Triple Lipid Restore 242 cream. And they even put that in the name, and it's all about the ratio of ingredients in the formulation that really makes this special and kind of, I think, worth the price. Mm. So ceramides themselves, Carlene, they're actually quite waxy. And in fact, the word ceramide is derived from the Latin word for wax. So in a formula in skincare, they actually are so integral to our skin. We have them in our skin, but to replenish them, you would think people want to just put like 10% ceramides in a cream and, you know, call it a day, but you can't do that because they are difficult to formulate and they don't feel that great if you had a ton of them in a skincare product. So really nailing that ratio is so key to getting the best result. And I think that that's what makes this cream so special. So it has 2% pure ceramides. It has 4% natural cholesterol, and it has 2% fatty acids. That's the 2-4-2. And it really is a correction treatment. That's how they market it. And the thing is, they've done all the clinicals on this. It's not just like my skin felt softer. It's actually, they have the numbers to back this up. And I think that
they're legit
makes the price point actually worth it. Now, like I mentioned, for me personally, I noticed my skin was a lot softer. I felt like it had that bounce back to it in the morning and especially over time using it. So it has that plumping effect to it as well. Now, the only thing about it that I don't like, and I just don't understand it, is that they have peppermint oil in there. And it's toward the bottom of the ingredient list. And you feel it when you put it on your face.
Really?
And I just don't understand. So it's like a little cooling when you put it on. And it's definitely, I don't know. I think that this is a cult favorite for a reason. And if you can splurge on it, I don't think you would be disappointed. And you definitely see the results from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Another pricey one, but I know you're going to hit us with a bit of a dupe for that. Am I right?
Yeah. So this one is a dupe that kind of popped off on, I would say, TikTok, YouTube for sure. And this is from the brand Skin Fix. You and I have talked about Skin Fix many times on our show.
I've got that one too. I love that product.
So this is the Skin Fix Barrier Plus Triple Lipid Peptide Face Cream. It is around $52 US dollars and 68 Canadian dollars. The size that I am referring to is for 50 ml. Now they do on Sephora, Carlene, I love this trend of being able to buy trial sizes. So if you want it, they have a value size of this that's like around $100, but they also sell a 15 ml size for about $20. So you can get in on trying it without really breaking the bank. So you know, this isn't a drugstore price point. It's still $50, but it's a third of the price of the SkinCeutical ones. For me personally, you know, I get it. You get that same plumping for sure, but it just doesn't have that sophistication of the formula that the SkinCeuticals does. I think for me, this is, I just, when I put this on, I would only wear it at night. And yeah, I wake up with the plumpiness, but I'm greasy, girl. Like, this is so thick. I look kind of ridiculous in the morning. Like, I was like, wow, there's some shea butter in there for sure. Like, without question, there has to be. And that's just not for my skin type. I think a lot of other people wouldn't experience that.
Yeah, I don't experience that.
Yeah, so it still has similar lipid fillers to restore the ceramides. It has fatty acid levels. It has, you know, those peptides in there as well. So I do think also a benefit of this one, Carlene, is our listeners can't see, but it's in an airtight pump. So you really are able to dose yourself really well, and it's keeping all of the integrity of the ingredients and everything. So I think that is a win as well. I know you've tried this. Would you add anything as someone who has drier skin?
I would just say, like, it does have that kind of plumping, bouncy quality to it. I haven't tried the SkinCeuticals, but I do find that. So for some skin types, like this is going to give you a bit of that barrier, you know, during the day. It's just, it's not a bomb, but it is meant to have that sort of thicker component to it.
Yeah, I could never wear this during the day, but I don't, it's not meant for me in that. I'm just bringing it up because I know a lot of people compare them. And in my opinion, there's no question the SkinCeuticals is a lot more elegant in terms of texture. I see better results, but it's this one is a third of the price. So, you know, if you are a little bit drier, I think you would find that this provides good restoration of the skin as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. Always good to have that like high, low, depending on your budget. Who knows?
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Preply. Hola. So my 11-year-old is officially signed up for their first Spanish lesson on Preply, and it was actually pretty fun getting to choose their own tutor. Preply is an awesome platform to learn a new language, and one of the best features is you get to watch each tutor's short intro video and see their availability, how many students they're teaching, their rates, and just get a vibe. Because sure, being self-taught works in some areas, like making a new recipe or keeping a plant alive, but have you ever tried to learn a new language without talking to a human? Forget it. Preply helps you learn to confidently speak any language through live one-on-one sessions with real expert tutors. Most language learning apps, they're kind of one size fits all, which doesn't really work for motivation, while in-person learning can be expensive. With Preply, you'll discover a tutor through an interactive learning platform where learning becomes a passion instead of a pain. Preply's one-on-one approach with 50,000 expert tutors from over 203 countries can help you immerse yourself in a new culture, succeed in your career, or simply get unstuck on a word that you don't understand. Preply teaches you to speak a new language naturally. And I'm excited that my kid has gotten interested in this because their only cousins live in Mexico City. And I remember when I was growing up and had cousins who spoke Croatian, when I went to visit them, I didn't know any of the language and I was kind of embarrassed. These days, it's just so much easier to learn a new language affordably and from the comfort of your own home with Preply. That's why over 100,000 students join Preply every month to achieve their learning goals. That's over 1 million a year. With 100% satisfaction guarantee, now's the time to master a new language with Preply. Book a private tutor today at preply.com/beauty and get 50% off your first lesson for a limited time. Learn languages online with the world's best tutors for half off at preply.com/beauty. That's preply.com/beauty. So the product that I like to use at night when my skin barrier has been damaged, I really like the Dr. Jart Sarah Mydin Moisturizing Cream. It's $48 US and $63 in Canada. I'm holding it here, although this is a smaller size that I've got. So just like you were talking about with the Sephora gel, this product actually comes in a three-piece kit this season that allows you to try it. It's like $20 to $25 and it comes with a matching toner and a single sheet mask. And I know sheet masks, they're not the most environmentally friendly, but I do have to say that I used all three products in one shot and it is like a deep moisture sandwich. Like my skin was so nice and plump after. And you're getting so much product on that sheet mask. Like I put it all over my hands and everything. It was divine. So I think that's a great, to your point, just like way to try it. But the thing that's really great about this product is it is about ceramides. And we talked about that earlier in the episode. It's such a key ingredient. Whenever I think about barrier repair, it's all about ceramides, which are naturally occurring in your skin anyway, but they deplete as we age. So you can apply these topical products that are going to help with that. This product also has glycerin in it, which we love, again, for just like keeping the hydration in your skin. Hyaluronic acid. It does have shea butter. So to your point, Jill, it is like a thicker product. And in fact, just like some of the other Dr. Jart products, they do recommend that you warm it up with your fingers before you apply it. It's just going to help it spread better. It even looks like a paste when it comes out. It's kind of like a funny, like beige color, like caulking, but it does give you that cushiony, cocooned type of film on your face. So again, if you're just unwilling to wear a balm during the day, you could use this instead to try to give you a bit of that barrier. But it really is all about repair. You feel really plump afterwards. I love this product. Like, I'll use this. This will be on my permanent top shelf for sure.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many. I wonder, how do you say that? I always thought it was like ceramidin. Like, how do you say it? It's like some made up
according
name.
According to their website, it's ceramidin.
Ceramidin. See, this is why it's important to do a podcast. There's all these words I would have never said out loud before, before doing a podcast as a beauty editor, and now we're getting tested. Ceramidin. Okay, right. I will not forget that. Jumping in to share a word from one of our longtime show partners, Nutrafol. So have you all noticed the topic of hair loss popping up in your group chats lately? I personally have spoken to so many friends about this phenomena. It seems that after the pandemic, more people than ever are experiencing changes in their hair, whether that's hair thinning, hair loss, or shedding. And they're not alone. It's estimated that nearly 30 million women suffer with weakened or thinning hair. And that's why I'm really happy that there is a solution like Nutrafol out there for people experiencing hair loss and thinning hair. So if you're not familiar with it, Nutrafol is a physician-formulated, 100% drug-free oral supplement, and it aims to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. So you take a quiz on their website. It literally takes 3 minutes, and that helps you determine which formula is right for you. I personally take the Women's Balance. It's 4 capsules a day, so easy. And for me personally, I notice less shedding whenever I am on my Nutrafol routine. And when you glance at the Nutrafol label, you'll notice a cocktail of those well-known hair growth go-to ingredients like biotin, beta-carotene, zinc, and selenium, just to name a few. And together, those support healthy hair growth from within. And they target the 5 root causes of thinning, like stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months of using Nutrafol. So Nutrafol has an exclusive offer just for our Breaking Beauty listeners. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BREAKING to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. So get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use our promo code BREAKING. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's chat. Okay, so I want to talk about another barrier repair cream, and it's from one of my favorite brands. I'm sorry, I'm loyal. This one is the La Roche-Posay Cicaplast B5 Gel for rapid barrier improvement. It's about $20 in Canada and in the US. And I've talked about the Cicaplast range before, their B5 Balm. It's this whole Cicaplast range is really designed, Carlene, to be worn like post-procedure, like when your skin, maybe you got Fraxel or you got a microneedling or something. It's really meant to be soothing and healing and get you through that rough patch, so to speak. And that's wonderful. So like if I get a cut or a burn, I am putting the Cicaplast Balm 5 on my skin no matter what. It's a ride or die. I always have a tube of this. But I don't think a lot of people know that they have a gel version of this product.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, and this is something that has been around for a while, but I hadn't had a chance to try it. And this is something that I have been reaching for in the wintertime because it is a gel and it is barrier repairing. Mm-hmm. So it still has those really key ingredients to the Cicaplast range, which are vitamin B5. It has 5% of that. That's also known as panthenol. So that's really good for healing and repairing. It also has this ingredient that I cannot say. I believe it's metacosidate. No, I'm not saying that right. It's MADECASSOSIDE. And that's meant to strengthen and reduce itching on the skin. It also has copper and manganese. And those are antibacterial. And it has hyaluronic acid in it as well. And it has manganese gluconate. And that's to soothe the skin and neutralize free radicals. So I see this product as dual function. So as an oily skin person, I can wear this out in the day. And I feel like I am really protecting my skin. But I also see this for someone if you are post-breakout or you have skin that's like a red flaky mess from wearing retinol and you've done the damage to your barrier. You're at fault. You know, mm-hmm. You're waving the white flag. You need some help. This product is great for that. And because it is a gel, it still feels really lightweight on the skin. And I think with a lot of oily skin people, acne prone people, it's just mentally there is something when you go to put a thick cream on your face, you freak out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're just worried, right? That you're going to be like breakout by the next morning. But this, you don't have that because it is that gel texture and you're getting still all those same benefits. So I wanted to be sure to shout that one out. And this is one I could wear during the day, but my secret for this one, Carlene, is if I do have a zit, I just had one last week right above my lip. I used my Differin gel at night, which is like my retinoid. And then I got a little more aggressive with how I was treating the zit. And I finally got rid of it. But I definitely had some flaking. And I put this on like before I put my makeup on. And so I was able to use it like as a spot treatment. And I think that helped a lot as well with the healing.
Yeah, love it. Well, I love that there's a gel option. Like we've got something for every skin type in today's episode. You're cocooned, you're feeling good. Now you know what shows to watch. We hope we took care of you today. Friendly reminder that everything that we talked about is over on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
That's right. And the products we talked about are our show sponsors. And a little favor to ask you, if you're listening on your iPhone right now in Spotify or Apple Podcasts, just hit the share button. Send this episode to a friend who you think might enjoy a little skincare knowledge and might be looking for some new favorite products for themselves. So thanks so much for listening, and we will see you all next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Like a cherry bomb, like a cherry bomb.